Today we celebrate the feast of the Holy Stigmata of St. Francis, when St. Francis, on the feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, which we celebrated last Saturday, was up on the mountain of Alverna in Italy during the Lent of preparing for the feast of St. Michael. He was there praying and fasting for 40 days, and on this feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, he saw Jesus coming down from the heavens in the form of a seraph angel, all on fire, with six wings, two wings above his head, two veiling his body, and two in flight. And in the midst of the wings, he saw Jesus crucified there, coming down to him. And so he had the feelings of sorrow as well as mingled with joy in seeing this vision of Jesus, that Jesus would come down to him and that he would see our Lord suffering on the cross. And this made St. Francis all inflamed with love and compassion for Jesus. And when the image disappeared, the form of the crucifixion was impressed upon the body of St. Francis, with a wound in his side which bled frequently, and with the impression of the stigmata, which didn't take the form of wounds but in the form of nails in his hands and his feet, the round dark blackish looking head of the nails, and then the form of the nails coming out through his hands and his feet, all bent like nails that were bent. And so he had to live with this for the last 2 years of his life, when he saw this vision, suffering this, because he wanted to suffer, he wanted to share in the sufferings of Jesus. But also the scholars say that our Lord impressed the stigmata to show to the world and to St. Francis that he lived this near perfection of the imitation of the life of Jesus and the spirit of Jesus, the life of Jesus and his love for men, his love for sinners, and desire to save sinners, this imitation of the life of prayer and contemplation of Jesus and also his preaching, and the acceptance of the cross, which Jesus did, of course, throughout his whole life. St. Francis imitated this in the life of Jesus. We see St. Francis was always devoted to the Passion since his conversion, and meditation on the sufferings of Jesus, which inflamed his heart, which made him love Jesus so much that he would weep for the sufferings of Jesus and weep for sinners. This compassion for our Lord and compassion for sinners that St. Francis had and many of the saints had in meditating upon the Passion. So this should certainly remind us to continue to meditate on the Passion of Jesus and make this part of our spiritual life, part of our meditation and contemplations, as all the saints did. And this is especially the way where we would grow in love for our Lord. And in this meditation of the sufferings of the crucifixion of our Lord, we meditate on sin too, the sorrow for sin that we should have, sorrow for our own sins, and being enemies of sin, and doing what we can in a deliberate, concentrated way to root out sin from our own life first, and plan for that, root out every occasion of sin, think about our life and how we have any occasion that would cause us to sin, and to stop that, to live a life of fighting sin, stopping sin in our own life and trying to stop sin in the world. This is what St. Joseph Kapasa would say to priests in his reflections to priests, that priests are meant to diminish sin in the world, to stop sin from happening in the world. But this is the duty of all of us, to diminish sin, especially first in our own life, and then try to diminish it in the world through our good example, through the power of prayer. Prayer can stop sin from happening, can halt people in the midst of their desire to sin and gain for them the grace to stop sinning, not to sin, and to do good instead. This is the power of prayer that we need to exercise for that purpose of preventing sin from happening. Why? Because we don't want our Lord to be to be offended. This love for God will help us to be enemies of sin and to be crusaders to fight against sin. And also in this meditation, we want to try to console the heart of Jesus who is offended so much by sin, to make that part of our meditations and part of our spiritual life, to console the heart of Jesus. This is what Blessed Francisco did, one of the three Fatima children, when he was asked what he does in his prayers. He said, "I wish to console the heart of Jesus who is so sad from the sins of men." To console the heart of Jesus, we can do that as well. As we look at the crucifix, as we look at the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, when our Lord said to Saint Mary, Margaret Mary Alacoque, that this, "Behold the heart that has loved men so much and that is wounded by the ingratitude and sins of men." We need to compassionate the heart of Jesus, and we do that during our times of adoration, looking at the Sacred Heart, which is in the Holy Eucharist, in the exposed Blessed Sacrament on the altar, to meditate on that Sacred Heart and try to console our Lord by our time, by our presence, by our prayers, by our acts of love for our Lord, by our affections to Jesus, to console the heart of Jesus, to spend time, to be thoughtful in our prayers. And this is how we offend our Lord, when we're not thoughtful in our day-to-day activities, not thoughtful of God who sees and witnesses everything we do, witnesses our sins and good works. If we are thoughtful and mindful of our Lord and that he can be offended, then we will do something about it. We will strive not to sin. We will strive instead to do his will, to do the will of God, and to have that fear, that gift of the Holy Spirit, of fear of the Lord, fear of sinning, fear of displeasing and offending our Lord. And this should make us sensitive, make our hearts sensitive to the heart of our Lord. So I think on this Feast of St. Francis, we should imitate St. Francis, who imitated our Lord in his life, imitate St. Francis in his thoughtfulness of our Lord, how he would spend all that time meditating on the passion and sufferings of Jesus and grew in love for him in that way. Thoughtfulness, this thoughtfulness of our Lord, to not to offend him, but to seek to please him all the days of our life. Oh,